What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Marketing Nomad Show. It's your favorite marketer and podcast host. My name is Prit. Welcome to episode number 52, where we're going to talk about why you should have a hobby outside of your business. Now, before we get into this podcast episode, I kind of want to talk about my own journey when it came to finding a hobby outside of my business. And one of the biggest mistakes that I made that really burned me out multiple times in the last 2 years. Okay, so let's rewind a bit and talk about my journey. So this is about 2 years back, and I, you know, had started my YouTube journey, I'd started my Instagram journey, and I thought that, okay, well, photography is a hobby, so all the pictures that I'm clicking for Instagram, or the videos that I'm taking for YouTube, or, you know, the posts that I was designing for Instagram, I'm going to consider all of that as my hobby. And because I was so passionate about these things, I actually didn't consider them as business projects. And that was one of the fundamental mistakes that I actually made in my business. Now, the reason for that is I would work all day on what I consider to be business projects, like client calls and maybe, you know, meeting clients, doing accounts work, doing management work for my business. All of those things, I considered them to be business work. And then later in the evening, I would use my time to work on these so-called hobbies, which were technically business projects because there was an agenda behind it. I needed to make revenue, and these projects, these creative projects, were actually helping me to hit my income goals for the next month, or helping me to make revenue for my business. And because there was an agenda to these creative projects, they actually added a little bit of stress and pressure on me. There was a stress to learn the skill in time, to learn the skill quickly, to be as efficient as possible, to make sure that whatever skill I had learned was 100% because I was implementing it for my business and not my personal life. And there was a lot weighing on me picking up these skills. Okay? And when you put yourself in an environment like that, okay, where there is an agenda behind the skill that you're picking up, it's not a hobby, guys. Whether it is a creative project or not, if there is an added sense of pressure, or if there's an agenda behind it that works for your business, then it's not a hobby. And it took me so long to realize this, guys. I'm not even kidding you. It basically was that I was working 16 hours a day. Even though in my mind I was like, oh no, I'm just working a couple of hours and then I'm working a few more hours on my hobby, which is going to make me happy and help me detox and stuff like that. In the end, what happened was I was getting burned out, and because I didn't realize this mistake, I was getting burned out multiple times. Like, I would get burned out, I would feel better, and then again I would get burned out. And it would happen in such quick succession that I realized, hey, there's something that I'm doing fundamentally wrong over here, because I shouldn't be getting so burned out so quickly. And that's when I started noticing what I considered as a hobby and what I should be considering as a business project, regardless of how passionate or how happy it made me when I was doing it. So that brought me to, of course, guys, it took a lot of time, but that brought me to the conclusion that, hey, I need to start considering these as business projects. Now, the first month of me implementing these creative projects as business projects, like with the mindset that, hey, this is for my business and this is not a hobby, it freaked me out, guys. I am not even going to lie to you, because like I told you, I was working 16-hour days, and that was me thinking that I was doing a hobby as well as my business. However, now I had to fit all of what I thought was a hobby into my business time and actually find myself a hobby outside of work. And that was insane, guys. It was really, really scary for me, because I was like, oh my God, I'm not gonna find the time. I don't know how I'm gonna implement all of this. I'm really messed up with the time management, because everything that I thought was true was not true. And, you know, I was going crazy and stuff like that. And Also, what I realized was because I was keeping these as a hobby outside of, you know, I thought that, hey, this is a hobby, I was producing more content than I probably could have if I implemented it as a business project. So the minute I realized that, hey, I have to actually include this into my business time and not my hobby time, that meant creating less work. And that also meant that I had to fit it in whatever schedule I had for business time, okay? So like I always tell you guys, you know, with the time that you have, figure out how much content you can create. So I had to work backwards. It was really scary for me because I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna lose all my followers. I'm gonna lose all my subscribers because I have to reduce the amount of content that I'm doing and stuff like that. However, the opposite is true. I mean, I didn't lose any followers and people actually valued whatever content I was putting out because even though it was fewer, they were still quality content. So that's also something, a side note that I do want to put for you out there. Now, I also want to kind of touch upon something that, you know, helped me understand the difference between a creative project for your business and a creative project for your hobby. And the thing is, let's take up what people consider a hobby, and that is reading, right? It's something so simple. However, what I realized that when I was reading management books or business books or maybe the Harvard Business Review, I was constantly thinking about my business, okay? And it's only natural because whatever strategies that you are reading in the book, you're like, okay, how do I implement this in my business? You know, your mind is still on about your business. And what I didn't realize also was that reading management books, reading business books, should actually come in my business time and not in my hobby time because I was still thinking about my business, okay? And actually, when I started reading books for, you know, my happiness, like, you know, Nicholas Sparks book, romance books, sci-fi books, all of those things, I realized that it was actually resting my brain. And that's what a hobby actually should be doing. It should be keeping your mind at rest, you not thinking about the other things that are stressing you out. And it's just those few moments that you give yourself, those moments of peace and quiet and happiness that you give yourself, you know, where you just literally turn your brain off about all the other business things that are stressing you out. Okay, so I really wanted to emphasize on this, you know, this kind of like this demarcation, I guess I would say, that what someone else might consider a hobby might not be a hobby for you. Let's take another example, photography. For some people, photography is their business. They can't consider it as a hobby because there is always that added agenda to the photography passion that they do have. They have to make revenue. They have to hit income goals. So for them, photography cannot be or considered a hobby. However, if maybe you are into cooking or you are into, let's say you're a chef, okay? And you are doing photography on the side just for your happiness, then yes, that's a hobby. However, if you are doing photography to click pictures of your food so that you would help your business sell better, then that is not a hobby, okay? So I just wanted to make that very, very clear what you can consider or should consider a hobby and what you can't consider a hobby because it is a creative project for your business. It is a business project. Okay, no matter how creative you have to be, no matter how much you know, it relaxes you or how passionate you are, if it is for your business, if there is a business agenda to it, it is not your hobby. Okay, so after this got clear in my mind, which was crazy because I was like, what? That is insane. It definitely scared me because I had to revamp my entire schedule, my entire content calendar, and just remanage the time that I thought I was spending on a hobby to actually fill that up with a legit hobby. Okay, so that's when I decided to take up reading. One of them was reading, and reading Nicholas Sparks' book, reading other things that were not business related. Also, I started recently, this is very recent, guys, I'm probably just like 10 days in, and that was calligraphy. Okay, so it's something that is not at all business related, and it just gives me joy and happiness. And few of the things that I realized after I started, you know, picking a separate hobby that was not business related, whether it was reading for me or it was this calligraphy for me, I realized, A, my brain was feeling a lot more rested. I was giving myself that time to just stop thinking about business. It was like forcing my brain in a way to stop thinking about business and to just relax. Because when you are an entrepreneur, when you are a business owner, let me tell you, your brain never stops thinking about your business. It is your baby in a lot of ways, and it's very hard to get out of that mindset of constantly thinking about your business. So when you take up a hobby outside of your business, it kind of forces you to stop in your footsteps and just be like, hey, I gotta focus on learning a skill for my passion, my happiness. What I also realized was that I was actually feeling so much more lighter physically, mentally, and emotionally as well. Because there is no time frame for me to learn my skill in calligraphy, you know? There is no added pressure. It's not for my business, it's for my own happiness. And I don't even have to learn the skill 100%. No, there is no pressure. I'm just doing it for my own happiness, okay? And whatever it is that I'm learning, it's just for me and me alone. And just having a hobby that you're doing for yourself and not your business is such an empowering feeling for yourself. That is a form of self-care, guys. It is. It truly, truly is. And I didn't realize this until I actually actively started looking for hobbies that were outside the scope of my business. Whether it was calligraphy, or whether it was cooking for me, or whether it was, you know, just even doing puzzles for that matter. Something not at all business related that was just on me. Even coloring your color books and whatnot, that could be considered a hobby as well. The second thing that I realized was that because I was doing this for my own self, okay, I was actually challenging myself, or I am challenging myself with calligraphy, because there is no hidden agenda behind it, and I'm genuinely doing this because I want to. It's just a challenge. I'm like, okay, hey, today I was able to do this particular stroke in calligraphy. Maybe tomorrow I'll be able to twist it a little and add my own fun style to it, okay? And these are all things that I'm just doing for my own self. Okay, it's not because I have to hit my income goals next month. It's not because I have to make revenue. It's not because I have to earn some sort of money. No, it's just for my own passion, truly for my own passion. Okay, the third thing that I kind of realized was it taught me a lot about myself as a person. Now, when you are doing creative projects for your business, because of the speed that you have to learn it at, and because of that added pressure, it's always about, okay, what's next? What's next? What do I do next? How do I get this better? How is this gonna help me? And stuff like that. But when you are taking up a hobby outside of your business, it's a different mindset. You're like, okay, well, I am probably not patient at this point. What's happening? And to be honest with you, through calligraphy, I also realized when my patience runs out and, you know, how to actually bring back that patience and that you know, energy back into the calligraphy. Even though my patience might be weaning off, I still have to give it my best kind of feeling. So it taught me a lot about myself, my patience level, my motivation, my determination for something that is not even business related, which, to be honest with you, as a business owner or an entrepreneur, at some point you will feel that your business and your identity is sort of fusing together. And it's not the healthiest place to be in. You need to have your own identity. It's like every other relationship in your life, whether it is your relationship with your parents, your relationship with your sister, or your relationship with your significant other. Whatever it is, you need to have first your own identity before you have maybe an identity as a daughter or a sister or a spouse or a girlfriend, whatever it may be. But before all of that, you need to have your own identity. And that's exactly what a hobby outside of your business teaches you. It teaches you how to have your own identity outside of your business. Okay? And it kind of starts separating your business identity with your personal identity, which is a good thing, guys. It's a very healthy place to be in, because when your business identity and your personal identity starts fusing, you start to get burned out really easily. You start to constantly keep thinking about your business, and at some point, you know, God forbid, but it does happen, you know, during the lows of your business and stuff like that, you start to take it personally, and that is such a negative thing to be doing to yourself and your mental health as well. So it's always, always important to have your own personal identity and separate that from your business, okay? And one of the last things that I did realize was having a hobby outside of your business really helps you to understand what should be part of your personal life and what should be part of your business life. And how do you balance the two of them? And that was actually one of the biggest lessons that I am still learning with my hobby outside of my business. Because when I was doing all these creative projects for my business that I thought were hobbies, I was actually fusing my personal life into my business, and I was just not able to balance the two of them. So when you have a hobby outside of your business, yes, it is a stress reliever. Yes, it rests your brain a bit. Yes, it gives you that peace and that calm that you're looking for. But most importantly, it helps you balance your personal and your professional life. And I think that having that balance as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, is super, super key, guys. Because without that, it's just going to, you know, in the long run, burn you out. You're going to start feeling very resentful towards your business. You're going to start realizing that, you know, you can't breathe. You know, you're suffocating yourself with all sides, and there is no personal development going on if, you know, you consider your creative projects for your business as your hobby. Okay? So that being said, you know, as a final note to this podcast episode, I definitely do want to let you guys know that, you know, when you consider something to be your hobby, just ask yourself, is there going to be some monetary gain for me from this? Okay? Ask yourself, am I doing this for my business? And if both your answers are no, then yes, that's going to be your hobby. But if in some way, even a maybe or a yes, definitely means that it is going to be a business project and not a hobby. And just understanding that fundamental difference is going to help you so, so much better with respect to your personal life, your professional life, your self-care, and just having a healthy balance in your life as an entrepreneur or as a business owner. I really hope this podcast episode helped you, as, you know, it has for me, because this is my own life lesson that I am just kind of telling you guys my journey. It is one of the biggest, I think, truths that I have learned, that your creative projects for your business are not your hobbies, and you should never consider them to be your hobby as well. If you guys like this podcast episode, definitely do give me a thumbs up, and definitely leave me a review, because that really helps me with my ranking as well, and it helps me help other business owners and entrepreneurs such as yourself. Alrighty, guys, for those of you who are, you know, listening to this podcast episode for the first time, let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Prit. I am the marketing nomad. I'm a marketing consultant. I am an Instagram coach. I am an Etsy shop owner. I am a podcaster. I am also a vlogger on YouTube as well. All of the links are in the description box below. I currently offer two services. The first service is one-on-one marketing strategy consultations, and the second one is Instagram audits. If you are looking for some help with your business, feel free to check out the description box below. Of course, you can also find me on other platforms. My Instagram is at The Marketing Nomad. My YouTube channel is The Marketing Nomad. And my podcast channel, which you guys are listening to, is The Marketing Nomad Show. Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for listening all the way up until here. I'll catch you guys in my next podcast episode. Bye-bye.